It is 7:47. You know, I'm really happy to have Michael Smith with us. He is general partner, president, co-founder of STA Wealth Management. Now, their shows run noon to one every day on KPRC AM 950, our sister station, where, of course, the Matt Patrick Show then runs after that. So you and I got together. We're chatting. You're a very smart gentleman, and I wanted I wanted you to come on today and talk about this. And I know you're looking at it. You know, over the weekend, one in seven U.S. households has a negative net worth. We're chatting off the air, and you explained what you believe is the reason. Go ahead.
Well, yes, Matt. We have a mess, and this goes from the graduates that are coming into the workforce with a pile of debt, and this goes to the boomers that are not leaving the workforce because they have very little saved. And I was mentioning to you, this is a result of massive credit expansion by central banking. You have to go to the root. This is all the symptoms.
Okay, so when you say central banking, kind of explain that to those that may not know.
The Federal Reserve and the availability of credit, what it ends up doing. Remember back to the housing crisis. You had ease of credit, and it led to housing expansion. Basically, housing prices went higher. If you look at today, you've got ease of credit for student loans, and what do you have? You have college costs that has risen 300% since 1980, and as a matter of fact, if you go back to the Great Recession since 2008, the only cost and the only debt to go up was student loans.
Wow. All right, so if somebody's looking at this, and we all of a sudden, when we kind of add it all together, and what we're talking about is not necessarily, not the house, right? Because I owe money on the house, but this is
correct.
This is all the other debts that you may have. And if you owe more than you're making, then, man, what do you recommend people do?
Well, you know, there's a lot of issues. One, for, you know, it's very difficult for some of these students to get the jobs that can pay that down. I would encourage people to really minimize the amount of debt you take on. Some of the student loans can be used for a lot of excessive items. I would really pare that down to make sure you're only using them for costs. I mean, there was a day where a student could work half the time during the school year, work full time in the summer, and pay for tuition.
Yeah.
That's not anymore. There's no chance, not even close to that. But you have to really watch these. Also, remember when on college campuses, they had people passing out credit cards, but no one ever taught you how to use that. You need to understand the use of credit and how much you can really afford.
All right. And just make sure you're not putting, you know, if you see something you really like, yet it's far more, you know, than you can really afford, you know, let it go. Don't let them talk you into it, right?
Exactly. You've got to be prudent. You've got to make sure that you understand. I listen to college kids talk all the time. They're talking about their friends graduating with degrees, and they're going to work at restaurants because they're not able to find jobs. You know, that's real, and that's going to be very likely until the bigger fix happens. We start fixing this economy.
All right. I agree with you. Now, look, I'm not supposed to, man, this isn't, I'm not, this is just, I want people to know that STA Money Hour, noon to one, and KPRC, I'm not telling people to switch stations, even though it's our sister station, I'm on it too.
Yes.
But, I mean, that's why I like listening to you guys, because you really do things, and it sounds understandable. So, Mike, I appreciate you coming on with us this morning as well, and look forward to talking with you again, my friend.
Well, thanks for having me. Take care. Have a good morning.
You too. That's a good
Bye-bye.
Man. Let's take a look at traffic and weather together.